thank you, thank you, thank you. I really like that introduction. I was standing there wondering who you were talking about. And then everybody was turning around, so then I figured out you might be talking about somebody in the back of the room. But I am truly, truly glad to be here. But before I get started, I just have like to ask a quick question. How many morning people do we have in here? Morning people. How many afternoon people do we have? How many evening people do we have? How many just don't care? So we got some of all that going on. But anyway, what I'd like to do real quick, and I know this might be just a quick inconvenience for some of you, but I'd like everybody to stand up with me for just a second. You'll need to make sure that your handout or whatever's in your in your chair there for just a second. Every time I give a workshop, the mind have to be going, the body have to be going, and the blood have to be flowing. So I want to get you fired up because, see, this is the afternoon, and a lot of people raised their hands up, said they were morning people. So I have to get the afternoon folks geared up and reared up. So I want you to do what I do here for just a quick second here. I want you to put your hands down beside you and just rotate your head just like that. Get you fired up in here this morning. Stop. I want you to just shrug your shoulders just like that. Doesn't that feel good? Okay, stop. Now I want you to take a little turn about like that so you can put your arms out like that without hitting your next door neighbor. Okay? And I want you to make little circles forward. Stop. Make little circles backwards. Stop. Now I want you to look at me and do exactly what I do 5 or 6 times without hitting the person beside you. Ready? Go. Just like that. Okay, you can put them out, you can put them down, and you can sit down. I don't know what that has to do with anything, but thank you for my standing ovation. I wanted to get that out of the way real, real, real quick. But other than that, I really, truly am glad to be here. And since I don't have a lot of time, what I do is I want to just jump in here and get started. But just so I have at least the name of one person on each row, I'm going to start at the back, and I'm just going to pick one person on the row and tell me your name. And I'm going to start right here on the end. Lori. Lori. Hi, Lori. Welcome.
Thank you.
Over here.
Verlene,
hi, welcome in the center.
Debbie.
Debbie, hi, welcome in the center.
Lacey.
Lacey, hi. On the end?
Sarah.
Sarah, welcome. You thought I was going to ask you, didn't you?
Oh, sure. I'm Shalay.
Shalay, welcome. Okay. Over here on the end?
Valerie.
Valerie, on the end?
Janet.
Janet, right here?
Ann,
right here?
Tina,
right there?
Linda,
right here?
Cynthia,
right here?
Christy,
all right. So again, welcome to this workshop on making presentations, because how many of y'all like to make presentations? Let me try that again. How many of you love to make presentations? All right, so we're in the right section here. But anyway, this is just going to be my main objective, and I've given you a handout of sorts, and you'll be able to follow along. But the most important thing is this is your workshop. And if you have any questions, please feel free to ask those questions, and somebody on the back row will be more than glad to answer your questions. Y'all got that? On the back row, they'll be more than glad to answer your questions. So that's just going to be my business objective today, to make you more effective, okay? But before we get that, I just want to ask you a question. And so when you look at that, the greatest fears of Americans, and I want you to just work for just about 30 seconds with the people on your row. With the people on your row, deal with that question up there. The greatest fears of Americans face. So come up with your row's list of what those fears are. And when you come up with your list of what those fears are, I'd like for you to just number them. Number one, number two, number three, number four, all the way to number 7. What are the top fears, the 7 top fears of Americans? So if you can take about 30 seconds, maybe a minute on your row to work that out, and I'll see what you came up with. All right, take about 30 seconds. Take about 30 more seconds, and remember, you need to number them. Number one, number two, number three, number four, all the way to number seven. How you doing? You gonna sit up there or right here? Good. Okay, good. All right. Does anybody need any more time? Anybody need any more time? All right. So let's see what you got. Let's see what you have. So how many think they have all the right numbers in the right order? How many think? Yes. You didn't take. You think you're pretty close? Okay. So how many think they're pretty close? I'm beginning to wonder about this row right here. you probably got all of them. I think you've done a great job. I really, really think you've done a great job. And I think what did you say? You're almost. Yeah, think you're good. Think. Oh, you know you. Oh, wow.
We have them
all right. That's what I'm talking about. You got them all right. All right. So we're just going to pick on your group here real quick. I'm not going to throw them up there yet, but can you give me your list or give us what's on your list? Okay. Okay. Okay.
Number 3,
okay.
Number 4, health concerns.
Okay.
Number 5, failing
in general. Okay. Number 6 and 7? Don't have, I thought you said you had them all. I just teased a great list, but that was a great list. Okay, right here, this group right here. Okay.
Debt.
Debt. Ooh.
Fear of being alone. Fear of being lost. And driving.
Driving. That's interesting. I haven't heard that one before, but that one's interesting. No, y'all are not an interesting group. You all are an awesome group. That's what I'm talking about. Let's give this awesome group over here a nice round of applause. See there? I knew you were awesome. All right, so we have a great representation from the left side. Let's try the right side. What group wants to volunteer to represent the right side? Okay, right here.
We had public speaking, number 1.
Okay.
Death, number 2. And then 3, losing your job. 4, heights. 5, snakes. 6, being abducted. Wow. And 7, being disabled.
Whoa. I like that. All right, let's give them a hand. All right. All right, one more. In the back, you raise your hand.
We didn't get all of our strengths yet.
Okay. Uh-huh. Oh, that's awesome. That is totally awesome. You all have done a great job. I want you to know that you have touched everything that I touched. So if you really want to know, how many of you want to know what the real answers are now? Well, you all gave me the real answers. But these are just my answers. Number 2 is heights. Who got that? Yeah. Number 2 is heights, insects and bugs. And somebody said some insects. And who said insects and bugs? Somebody back there said insects. Financial problems. Oh, that came up. Deep water. You know, we don't want to go out there and jump in there with jaws, you know, because if you do, you're going to get eaten. And look at number 6 is sickness. So we missing number 1 and number 7. Number 1 and number 7. Well, ladies and gentlemen, number 7 is death. You know what that tells me? that there's a certain percentage of you that would rather be laying in a box than standing up here doing what I'm doing right now. Because number one is just as you said, speaking before a group. So when we think about that, that's what I'm going to try to share with you this afternoon, just some quick strategies, and we'll be playing those, and I'll ask you to work on some of the things that we'll be talking about. But I'm just going to talk about just how you can become more effective giving business presentations of any sort, whether that's an impromptu presentation on the telephone, how many of you know that's a presentation, or it's a one-on-one or a group setting or whatever the case may be, how do you become more effective? So my first question, you'll see it on the slide, is my first question is, why be concerned about presentation skills and communication skills? Anybody, why be concerned? What was that?
We all do it every day.
Because we all do it every day, and it's a reflection on ourselves. Anybody else? See, this is going to be an interactive workshop. Y'all thought y'all was going to come and listen to me? Yes, over here. Awesome, yes. That's right. And when you think about all that, all of those things is true. But more important, communication, ladies, is the key to your success. And not only is communication the key to your individual success, communication is the key to the organization's success. Whatever organization, whether it's a personal type organization or a financial type organization or a non-appropriated fund organization, it's all going to be represented by those two bullets. Key to your success, key to the organization's success. Because as it says, communication is the lifeblood. It truly is. Everything we do is about communicating. If we're not communicating, a lot of things is not going to happen. So when we think about that, that's what's very, very important. So never be afraid to communicate, because I can ask, how many talk on the telephone? So that is communication 101, talking on the telephone. You never know who's on the other end a lot of times. You never know what questions you're going to ask, but you have to come up with those answers. So that goes without saying, the communication is the key to your individual success, and it's the key to the organization's success. So my next question is, what are the benefits of being an effective communicator? Anybody, what are the benefits of being an effective communicator right here? Is that your final answer? Would you like to poll the audience? or phone a friend? Okay. Awesome. Self-confidence. That's so very true. It really is. And you had something? Yeah, because a lot of times when somebody's talking to you, the mind is going 100 miles an hour saying, hurry up and say what you have to say so I can really tell you what's on my mind. Isn't that what happens? So what we have to do is we have to get in the frame of mind of seeking first to understand, then to be understood. So like you say, we do have a listening problem, but we'll overcome some of that. So when we think about the benefits is actually listed there. The benefits is also on your handout that you have. You'll be invited to sit at the decision-making table. How many of you really wish you could be invited to sit at the decision-making table? Oh, none of y'all want to be, yeah. So you really want to do all, you gain respect of your peers. So when you think about that, all of those things are important. And look at the third bullet, rise in your career. Because see, if you're an effective communicator, people are going to call on you. They're really going to call on you to talk about this or talk about that or to hold a meeting. So when we think about the benefits, there's lots of benefits around business presentation. And that's what I'm going to share with you this afternoon. Any questions so far? Any questions so far? All right. You ready to move on? Say, let's move on. There you go. We got it going on. So let's jump in here and break down a business presentation. A business presentation is exactly what you see on the screen there and in your handout. So the first thing you have to understand that when it comes to business presentation, you have to truly understand, ladies and gentlemen, as a gentleman in the back, how to break it down. And the first thing you need to understand that it is a presentation designed to meet whose needs? your needs and your organization's need. Because, see, if you didn't have a need that you needed to put out there, or the organization did not have a need that they needed to communicate, why would you be giving the presentation? So that's one of the things you have to understand, that basic tenet, that it is a presentation designed to meet your needs. And then the second one is one that Carrie talks. How many of y'all know Carrie? Yeah, one that Carrie talks all the time about is it has to have content. She's always telling me, Willie, you got to have content. Do I have content today? All right, so I'm glad Carrie is sitting in the back. So it's all about having content. And then when it comes to business presentation, ladies and gentlemen, it has to be something that calls someone to action. It really has to be something that calls people to action. There has to be some results. Or you're just talking, just giving a presentation. You know, you might be wanting a new computer, a new laptop, a new desk, a new chair, or whatever the case may be. If you go and give that presentation, because that is a type of presentation, and if you don't ask at the end, what happened? They're going to say, oh, yeah, it's nice. They needed a new computer. So what you have to do is you truly, truly have to ask about that. So when we think about a business presentation, that's basically it. There are those three tenets. And so let's move on. The first thing we have to do is overcome fear. Now, let me ask you a question. I know we don't have a whole lot of folks. How many of you are really afraid to get up in front of an audience and speak? Did y'all see me shaking? You know, my knees was knocking when I came up here. But that's what it's all about. We have to understand. You know, I was listening to Zig Ziglar one time, and he said that any person that speaks, that tell you that they don't get nervous before they go to speak, all you better do is put a mirror in front of them. It won't fog up. You know, because that's what it's like. Yeah, you got that one, didn't you? Yeah, so it won't fog up. So we have to overcome that nervousness. So when we think about overcoming nervousness, I'm going to pick on a couple of folks. Do you ever give a presentation? What is one thing you do to overcome nervousness? Practice. Oh, I like that. Practice. All right. Right here, is that Cynthia? So when you give a presentation, what are some things you do to overcome nervousness? Deep breath. All right. On the back row, my only gentleman in my worldwide class, what are some things you do to overcome nervousness?
I have a shot of whiskey.
That's what I'm talking about. Whiskey or wine. That'll do it every time. You know, see, as I look around at y'all's faces, I see greatness in each and every one of you, except for one person. It's back in the back. But we'll work on that person after a while. Well, y'all help me work on it. He'll be all right, though. So when you have to understand by fear. Fear is within us. It truly is. Fear is truly within us. But what we have to do is we have to get those butterflies to fly in formation and make that fear work for us. And make it work for us. So that's what it's all about. Like it says, it's often the result of I can't attitude. What we have to do is we have to get used to saying I can. Because see, once you accept that engagement or that presentation, or you know you have to do it, it's too late. It's too late. You just need to be doing that preparation part. And then also, you want to do some of these things. And I really like the first one. I really love the first one. It really doesn't matter whether you're doing, stand-up public speaking or business public speaking. All you have to do is walk to the front of the room. And if there's a little lectern or a desk or something up there, all you have to do is stand at it, put your hands on it like that, and slowly scan from the left to right. And you know what happens? The same thing that you all were just doing. I had your attention because you didn't know what I was going to do next. You wanted to know what I was going to do next. What's he going to do next? Yeah, so you know, so that's what it's all about. Just get up there and just do it. And somebody said, take those deep breaths. Now, when you take those deep breaths, so you don't want to lock your knees and take those deep breaths, because if you lock your knees and take your deep breaths, what's going to happen? Oh, yeah. And I'm here to tell you, that happened to me one time, and only one time, and I sure hope it don't happen to me again. I can remember one of my first times out of the shoot, I was given this graduation presentation. And I went into this gym, and I thought it, you know, when I thought it was just going to be one floor, and I looked at all those people out there, and then I looked at all the people up there, and I said, yeah, I got this. And by the time I finished taking a couple of breaths, I'm not even going to tell you what happened next. I'm not even going to tell you what happened next, but let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen, it happened to me. And then all you have to do is just visualize success. How many of you knew, truly knew, ladies and gentlemen, that the audience members, whether it's one person, three people, or whatever, they truly want you to do what? Why? That's right, because their time is valuable. No one wants to go into any type of meeting and walk out of the door and say, that guy just wasted my time. You know, I could have been doing something else for that hour. So they truly want you to succeed. They're cheering. They're rooting for you. They're cheering you on. So what you have to do is you just have to jump in there and get that I can attitude, because that's what it's really all about. Okay? It's really all about, all you have to do is just get that I can attitude. Now I'm going to show you how it works. I'm just going to show you how it works. I know somebody wants to work with me real quick. Sarah, how you doing today?
I'm fine.
I'm doing okay. Are you glad you came to my session today?
Oh, very glad.
Good. Will you please do me a favor? And I won't embarrass you.
I'll try.
Okay. So I need you to stand up right where you are. You don't even have to come up front. Okay? So y'all give Sarah a hand. You know, Sarah's visualizing success because she just doesn't know what I'm going to ask her to do. So what I'd like for you to do, if you don't mind, please, just look out at the audience and tell them how long, let them know your name, where you're from, and how long you've worked at your current employer. Thank you. Let's give her a hand. Now, let me ask you a question. How many of you wanted Sarah to succeed at what she had to say? And you all were riveted. Yeah, I got to see what she has to say. Thanks for being a great sport. And that's what it's all about. All you have to do is just stand up and just go for it. Sure, you're going to have a little nervous energy going on there. But a lot of times, it's really not tough. All you have to do is just go for it. Just go for it. And you'll be glad that you did, because now you're glad that everybody knows that you're from Bartlesville, Oklahoma, right? Yeah, and see, that's what I'm talking about. So all you have to do is develop that I can attitude. All right, so those are some of the things you need to do, or you might want to do when it comes to overcoming fear. And understand, even some of those guys like Willie Johnson that's been speaking for a couple of days, we still get nervous. I don't get as nervous as Kerry, but, well, you know, I still get nervous, okay? Now, talking about, these are just some tips. How many of y'all ready for some tips? Say, Willie, I'm ready for a tip. All right, so that's what I'm talking about. I know y'all came to get all these tips, so I'm going to share some of my greatest tips. Because, see, as I said, as I look around at you, I see greatness within each and every one of y'all, so I know y'all want some of these tips. I know you really want some of these tips. So here they are. You have to be thoroughly prepared. So let me ask you a question, and I think I picked on this role earlier. So let me ask you a question right here, if I may. So when you look at that first bullet up there, when it comes to presentation, especially business presentation, why must you be thoroughly prepared? Yeah, I mean, you have to have your facts straight. If you don't have your facts straight, how are you going to be able to answer those questions? But you truly have to be thoroughly prepared. And another reason to be thoroughly prepared is because if you're thoroughly prepared, that's going to help you with that nervous energy. It really is going to. I mean, so when you think about preparation, I can get up here, and if I wasn't prepared, I would be bumbling all over this place. You know, so you have to be thoroughly prepared when you give presentations. Look at that sub-bullet. It says, if it's worth doing, it's what? How many of y'all believe that? Yeah, and that's what it's all about. So I know when you all go back to work, y'all gonna be running in there and say, I'm ready to talk. That guy got me fired up and I'm ready to do this. How many of y'all gonna do that? All right, repeat after me. I'm fired up, ready to learn, ready to burn. I'm fired up. I'm fired up. Now look to the person on your right or left and say, I'm fired up and I'm ready to burn. That's what I'm talking about. Y'all gonna have to just do it to it. I mean, that's what I'm all about. And now the next thing, ladies and gentlemen, the next thing is just to know your audience. Now this might be a little tough one, but let me pick on, I haven't picked on, over here on right there, that happy smiling face, you're just looking at me saying, I wish he called on me. So when you think about that second bullet, why is it that you really, truly should know your audience? And if you'd like to phone a friend, you can, or poll the audience. Okay, great. Yeah, it's all about focus right here. That's a great answer, by the way. So what's your takes? Oh, they've got another Cynthia. I love Cynthias, you know that? All right, so you have an answer for that. Why do you need to know your audience? Awesome. Now, the right side gave me a couple of dynamic answers. How many of y'all agree with that? I mean, they really did give me a couple of dynamic answers. But I know I'm going to have an awesome answer on the left side. you're looking down now. I saw that. You know, a good facilitator, a good facilitator catches that. Says, I sure hope you don't call on me. So you're on the spot now. Yeah, you really do. And everybody gave us a great answer. I mean, you know, nothing puts the audience in your pocket better than you knowing who they are. Did you all notice that for the majority of you, I would imagine about 80 to 85% of you when you came through the room, what did I do? I introduced myself, shook your hand, said, how you doing? Brought out that smile or whatever. What do you think I was doing? Sizing you up. There you go. There you go. I was sizing you up. Because, see, every time a presenter gets in front of a room, the audience is already looking, sizing them up. How many of y'all were doing that when I came up here? Yeah, Yeah, but guess what I was doing even after I got up here? Checking you out, too. Yeah, that's what it's all about. I was checking you out. So you really, really need to know your audience. It just reminds me of this TV commercial where these singers, and this was just a commercial where they get up. I think the group was playing in Chicago somewhere, and they walked up and says, I'm glad to be in Atlanta. And everybody just, are you in the right place? But yeah, when it comes to especially business presentation, you truly need to know your audience. Are you speaking to peers? Are you speaking to executives? So you really, really need to know, and you need to adjust your presentation to fit that particular audience. And then audience rapport and involvement. That's so very, very special. What have I been doing? Yeah. I mean, communication is a two-way process. It truly is a two-way process. You all didn't come here just to have somebody just throw stuff at you. Okay, I got this. Hit me with your best stuff. We get some interaction going on here. And that's what it's all about, even in business presentation. You throw out some information, facts and figures, ask them if they have any questions. Somebody truly may have a comment. So that's what you want to do. And then that I can attitude again. I can attitude. And also, one of the things that I'm so happy about, you all have been smiling and laughing. You know, when you give a business presentation, you should have some laughs. I mean, think about it. Everybody needs a laugh. You know, there's a statistics out there that says that an average child laughs about 400 times a day. They prove that by stats. But guess what that same statistic says about the average adult laughs about how many times a day? You know, four is close. Four is really close. 7 times a day. What does that tell you? Yeah, we take it seriously. You know, we take it seriously. You know, if we fall down, we'd be looking around hoping that nobody see us. But if your little one fall down, oh, that's okay. Just brush yourself off. You'll make it. You know, so that's what it's all about. So when we think about that, those are just some tips. And those, how many of y'all like those tips? I mean, this was worth the price of admission, wasn't it? That's what I'm talking about. Now, these are just some of the things that you should avoid. These are just speaking tips that you should avoid. I think this is in your handout also. Now, one of slow out of the gate syndrome. I mean, you got to be, you have to be on. When you hit that stage, you truly, truly have to be on. I mean, you really have to, you know, think about it. I came to talk to you today. And what would y'all have done if I started like that? You say, well, did I come to the right session? But yeah, you have to slow out of the gate syndrome. You have to tell people, you know, what's your objectives? What's your plan? So you truly have to do all that when you come up there. So when that's the one you have to understand. Don't be a slow out of the gate. And then that next one, you think you're going to be safe because you're on the front row? But that's not true. Now, the second one is interesting, and that one might be a little bit hard, so if you don't have an answer for that, you can call on your next-door neighbor, okay? So, what was your name again syndrome? Why should you understand that one, or why must you avoid that mistake? Just guess. Yeah, you got it. You got it right. I mean, you know, it's FaceTime. It's the audience. How many of you ever been to How many of you ever gone to see somebody speak in a business world or a public venue and they're going, well, what we're going to talk about today is, and they never look at you. How did you feel? Oh, they don't like me? Or how did the speaker speak to everybody on this side and nobody on the left side? So when you think about what was your name syndrome, you want to avoid that, because what you can do is you get to know your audience. And then you look at them. I mean, let me just throw something in here. Forget about, how many of y'all read those books that says all you have to do is visualize the audience naked and all that other stuff? Well, let me just tell you a secret. Now, don't go tell anybody, but let me tell you a secret. It don't work. I don't care. It really, really doesn't work. So what's your name syndrome? See, if you don't do nothing but pick a smiley face on the left, a smiley face in the center, and a smiley face over there. All you have to do is, when you're giving those presentations, all I have to do is, you know, that energy is going on. Everybody in this section thinks I'm looking at them. Or whatever, over there, over here. So, yes, that's what you have to do. And that bump on the log syndrome, you just don't want to go there. I mean, that bump on the log, you know, the only bump on the log person that we have, oh, Carrie's gone, so I can't talk about her. All right, so bump on the log syndrome, that's that person that goes in and they're just, we're going to have a presentation today, we're going to talk about presentation skills, we're going to talk about marketing, we're going to talk about customer service, and if y'all don't get this, shame on you. They don't move, they don't interact, they don't do anything. How many of y'all know some speakers like that? Yeah, I mean, you know, so you have to really get into it, all of that stuff. So that's one of the things you want to do. And presenter oops, you don't want to go there. That means that you truly have to be prepared. You truly have to be prepared. If you're not prepared, ladies and gentlemen, you are totally going to get lost. How many of y'all like it so far? How many of y'all like me so far? Okay, I'll work on the right side. I know I got the left side. Got my amen corner going on over here. But I'm going to work on this left side. Will you help me work on the left, on the right side? Okay, so talk to some of them over there for me. Tell them I'm a pretty nice guy sometimes. So those are just some things to avoid. All right, let's just move on here. Now, we're going to talk about preparation and this is where I come in. Preparation and delivery. I'm ready to move. I'm ready to rock and roll. How many of y'all ready to go with me? All right, say, I am ready.
I'm ready.
I'm ready
to rock and roll.
Let's go, Willie.
Let's go, Willie.
Now look to the person on your right and left and say, Willie's a pretty nice fellow. Yeah. So that's what we're going to be doing, talk about preparation and delivery. Now, the very first one that we're going to talk about on delivery is impromptu speaking. Now, when we come to impromptu speaking, it just becomes so simple to do. It really is. When it comes to impromptu speaking, and I wanted to throw that in there, because, see, the first thing you have to do is listen. We're back to that listening thing. You truly have to listen, because, see, if you're not listening empathically, that means to listen with the eyes, the heart, the ears, to hear the whole message you're going to miss something. And I know as I look around at your faces, I know we have a lot of empathic listeners in here, right? Okay, let me test it. Okay. Everybody listening? Okay, here we go. Henry's mother had four children, that's all. One is named Winter, one is named Summer, and one is named Fall. What is the name of the last child she bore? Who said Spring? I know some of y'all are waiting to say, I'm not going to say anything because I know he's going down a trip here. Henry. All right, so we got some empathic listeners. That's why I said Henry's mother. Yeah, I just gave you three of the names. So, yeah, what's that? Okay.
Maybe Henry had a boy.
Maybe Henry. See, it becomes a setup. You know, it's really just a setup, and I'll do this one more time. I said, are you ready? You got your ears on. I took my time, slowed down, said, you got your ears on. It's empathic listening. I said, here's the story. Henry's mother had four children, that's all. One is named Summer, one is named Winter, and one is named Fall. What's the name of the last child she bore? Henry. All right, so what you got to do is you got to go with me. I mean, you know, so you can almost set that up anytime. You know, I mean, you know, so watch this. It goes something like this. Let me just show y'all some old facilitator tricks. Okay, I want y'all to repeat after me. On the count of three, spell mop. One, two, three. On the count of three, spell mop. One, two, three. Spell mop. Spell mop. What do you do at a green light?
Go.
All right, so. Okay, all right, so I know we got y'all ladies. We got y'all going on in here today. Cynthia, you all right? I don't care. I don't care what they said about you yesterday. I'm going to make them take it all back. Come in. That's what I'm going to do. All right. So what you have to do is you have empathically, what you have to do is listen to get the message. And then you pause. You got, you know, so, you know, anytime somebody asks you a question, they don't really want you to just throw out something, especially in a business world. They want you to give them a logical answer. Doesn't have to be detailed, but at least logical thought, open body and closed. So you can pause, allows you time to organize. And then, see, I threw in confirm because that gives you some more time. Because, see, you can confirm. Now, I might say, Cynthia, what you're asking me is, am I going to get out on time? Cynthia says, well, certainly. Well, that gave me just a little bit more time to work on my answer. Okay? And then you express your thoughts. And then you pause again. Don't keep going on. Just stop, pause again, and get back to the business at hand. And that's exactly what I'm going to do right now. So when we come to the business presentation, the biggest thing we have to do is understand how to put it together. How to put it together. And ladies and gentlemen, for years and years and years, you've been told that you have to have a... I got subject, I got plan, I got some everything going on here. You have to have a opening, a middle, and a close. That's what it's all about. And so there you have, that's my feeling. You know, your opening. Think about that. Your opening, you have to be able to have something in there to sell your audience on the importance of your topic. You truly have to be able to sell the audience on why it's important for you to be listening to that. And then you can introduce the subject. You know, and I introduce the subject, you know, making presentations with confidence and power. Yeah, that's what you're going to do, right, Janet? Exactly. Yeah, with confidence and power. Yeah, and establish my credibility. I did not have to establish my credibility because it was established when? Yeah, during the introduction. During the introduction, my credibility was established. Because, see, every time you go and listen to somebody, you're asking in the back of your question, why do I need to be listening to him? Or why do I need to listen to her? What makes her so important or him so important? So all of those things, okay? So understand you got that opening. Put that part of that puzzle together. And like I said, I'm keeping this in general so that you can get it. And then the next thing, you have to have a body. I mean, you know, you don't have to look as good as I do. But you really have to have, I mean, you know, you see, you got to have a body going on there. Factual info. You have never seen a facilitator like me yet, have you? I mean, I am off the chain. But look at there. You really have to have you have to have that body. Factual information. Why does you have to have factual information in a business presentation? Why is that important? Yes. There you go. You don't want to waste somebody's time, and you have to back up what you're saying. Also, let me just throw this in here real quick on factual information. Ladies and gentlemen, anytime you're giving a business presentation, you could have all the facts in the world. But if you have to deliver negative information, you should never dwell on it. You should never dwell on the negativity. You can hit it and move quickly away from it. That's what you always want to do when you have to deliver negative information. So you have your opening, you have your body, and then you have your close, that mini presentation. So you always want to go over that mini presentation. What did I do? You know, what did I tell you? What did I ask you to keep? What did I ask you to remember? So that mini presentation, what are the takeaways? And I'm going to share with you some takeaways in just a minute, right? Yeah, that's what it's all about. I'm going to share with you some takeaways, and then you have to have your summary. So when you think about your fearless business presentation that you're going to be giving on Monday or Tuesday of next week, okay? Now, I'm going to be calling to check on y'all. All you have to do is remember those three things, opening, body, and close. All you have to do is remember that, and I think I put that in your handout. And so all you have to do is just remember that. Open, body, and close, and you'll be okay. And one of the things, I wanted to throw this in real quick because there's a, what we call a 3D outline. Have you ever heard the name Tony Jerry? Okay. If you go on the website, you'll see his material out there. But there's a 3D outline that you can use this type of format to build your presentation. All you have to do is build your presentation. It keeps you on task and on point. Moving right along, now let's talk about delivery. How many of y'all ready for delivery? All right. Yeah, we get through delivery so I can give y'all time to ask me some questions. It's all delivery. I mean, when you think about it, you got to seize their attention. I mean, think about it. How many of y'all been talking to some of those executives at y'all's company? You be talking to them, and you know, they be looking at their watch. They be looking at the window. They be looking. Does that ever happen to anybody in here? Yeah. So what you have to do is you have to seize their attention. And how are you going to do it? You know, there's a lot of ways to do it. But what you have to do is just remember this. Just what it says. It's not what you say. It's what? There it is. I mean, when you think about it, you know, I can give you all the things in the world, but it's all about that. Somebody please read the second bullet up there. That's right. It's not what you do, it's how you do it. How have I been doing it this afternoon? I've been moving, rocking, interacting with you, getting you to laugh, getting you to smile, getting you to have fun, because that's what presentations is all about, is having fun. So it's not what you do, it's how you do it. Oh, and I love the last one. I really love the last one, because the last one sums it all up. Think about this. It's how you look when you say it and do it. I mean, that's what it's all about. I mean, you look confident, you are confident, and you're doing it, and they are going to buy into your plan. They're truly going to buy into your plan. So what you have to do is you have to understand, we can give you a lot of stuff, but what you have to do is you have to seize their attention. You truly have to seize their attention and grasp so they want to hear more about whatever it is you're talking about. Now, I'm getting ready to open it up for some questions, because I know Marsha has a question to ask, right? Yeah. Somewhere, not yet, but we're going to get there. And remember, who's going to answer the questions?
The people in the back.
Okay, the people in the back of the room is going to answer the
questions.
That's what it's all about. So I'm going to just jump in here real quick. You know, so here's some of the things that I've just told you. I've just explained to you in general that you should develop the what type of attitude? Yeah. Now, I'm not one of those motivational speakers that jump up and down and bounce off the wall and say, man, with a positive attitude, you can do anything. Because I really don't believe that. I really don't. See, because it really doesn't matter how positive I get, I couldn't go play in the NFL. I really couldn't. It really doesn't matter how positive I get, I couldn't operate on Lacey and expect her to live. I mean, when you start to think about it, even the Razorbacks would tell me to go, find another career. A positive attitude won't do everything for you, and it won't let you do everything. But all you have to remember is that a positive attitude will let you do more than a negative attitude. In fact, a positive attitude will let you use your abilities. And in reality, that's all you really need. So all you have to do is keep that positive attitude going up there. And remember, it's all about fear, getting those butterflies to fly in formation. And then rapport and involvement. Audience rapport and involvement. I know when you all walk out of here, y'all going to be telling everybody you run, oh, that guy was crazy. I mean, y'all going to do that? y'all missed it. Y'all missed it. That guy was just off the chain down there. But anyway, yeah, so build that rapport, because I told you, communication is a two-way process. And I realize that I'm just giving you an overview and having fun, but that's what it's all about. You don't need to be afraid. I mean, they're not going to eat you. I mean, think about that. They want you to succeed. They truly want you to succeed, whether you are holding a meeting or one-on-one or a telephone call or a group team meeting or whatever the case may be. They truly want you to succeed, because nobody, in fact, let me ask you, how many of you like to see your time get wasted? Yeah, nobody. So they're rooting for you. They're rooting for you. And just remember, my fearless start, fabulous finish. Fearless start, fabulous finish. Preparation, preparation, preparation. Focus, attitude, and involvement. That's what it's all about. Fear is in you. Make it work for you. Be knowledgeable, because I know everybody on the first row is knowledgeable. Isn't that right? So what are you knowledgeable in? See, I knew it. See, I knew it. You got to be knowledgeable. You got to be prepared. You notice I didn't ask any hard questions. I asked, so y'all remember that. I didn't ask hard questions, so. All right, so you got to be knowledgeable, and I'm coming back over here to you. How you doing today?
I'm great.
You're great?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you ready to answer this question?
Absolutely.
Why must you be prepared? Yeah, so you don't pass out. That's what it's all about. I mean, really, so you don't pass out. So that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. So you don't pass out. So ladies and gentlemen, when we think about it, I just wanted to make this a lighthearted for you. Really, really lighthearted for you, because that's what it's all about. Okay? That's basically what I wanted to share with you. But I also wanted to give you an opportunity to ask me some questions, because I know there's something that's on your mind. There's a song by the name of that, but I'm not going to sing it today. So I'm going to open it up. I'm going to open this section up, a session up, for some questions. What are some questions that you want answered as it relates to business speaking, public speaking, or whatever. And between myself and the people on the back row, we're going to answer your question. Yes.
Okay, I start strong. I can get over my butterflies in the beginning. But consistently what happens is in the middle of my presentation, for some reason, all of a sudden lose my confidence, and it's like downhill from there. It's like I start strong, but then I have a hard time finishing, and I lose my breath, and I get all nervous. Do you have any tips, things I can do in the middle of my presentation rather than prepping before?
Okay, thank you. Great question. Did everybody hear that? What she can do in the middle of her presentation, basically, how do you pronounce that?
Chalet.
What Chalet is basically saying is she's like a firecracker getting started, but by the time she gets to the center of that presentation, she's sort of like fizzling out. And, you know, one of the things that I will tell you, and there's a couple of speakers in the room, so also if you want to jump in there and help me with that answer, I'd appreciate that. But one of the things you might want to do in the center, if those are the types of problems you're having in the center of your presentation, one of the things that you may want to do is have yourself a cue card, just a cue card with a bullet on there. And so with your cue cards, with just that one bullet on there, that keeps you from, say, number one, number two, number three, so that when you come off of your opening, you know that you're going to spend 2 minutes on bullet number one, okay? And you focus on that. Your bullet number one, I know I got 2 minutes, and you focus on that, okay? And then when you transition to bullet number two, you've already gotten finished with one, and then you focus on bullet number two. Basically what I'm seeing is that you have so much energy that you're doing that opening, and by the time you get to the middle, you're really not focusing on your audience, so to speak, and now you're trying to rush it through. And so I think the cue cards is going to help you to slow down. I think that's what's, and also another thing that you can do to practice on is called pace. Just pace. As you do your rehearsal and as you practice, you pace yourself and you time yourself. And you can also record yourself and go back and listen to it. Okay? You record yourself, go back and listen to it, because I think it comes to pace. Yes?
She might try preparing and practicing the second half of the presentation.
All right, good. And that's the next speaker. He's awesome, too. Next question.
Is he as awesome as you?
No.
Oh, you know, I wasn't even going to go there. But you know, there's some waters you don't jump out there in. But if you ask me in the hallway, I'll be more than glad to answer that question for you. All right, so great question. Anybody else, seriously, anything about public speaking, business speaking, anything? Any problems you had with any type of presence? Yes.
If your CEO has short attention span.
Mm-hmm.
Focus on visually what I'm trying to explain to him.
The best thing on communication that I've found is ensuring that you have somebody, everybody understand what the agenda is. Everybody has that agenda, and they know that we're going to spend 3 minutes on this, 2 minutes on that, 5 minutes on this, and who's going to be speaking. So I think that to answer your question, to keep them on task, keep them on focus, that everybody needs to have a copy of the agenda, but I would also recommend you send the agenda out before the meeting. One more question? All right. If there's not any more questions, then I want y'all to repeat after me. We're going to do what we did earlier. I feel good.
I feel good.
I feel real good.
I feel real good.
I'm fired up.
I'm fired up.
I'm fired up.
I'm fired up.
I'm ready to learn.
I'm ready to learn.
I'm ready to burn.
I'm ready to burn.
I'm ready to shake.
I'm ready to
shake.
Shake and bake.
Because I feel great. Now look to the person on your right or left and say, I enjoyed this workshop. All right, so as I close, ladies and gentlemen, this is just a wrap. This is really just a wrap. Anytime you get up to speak, especially in a business environment, you want to be yourself. You truly do. You don't want to try to be Willie Johnson. You don't want to try to be Zig Ziglar. You don't want to try to be Brian Tracy or all of those other folks that you can think about. All you have to do is be yourself. Be yourself, and always remember that communication truly is the key to your success. Whether on the personal side of your life or the professional side of your life, communication is not only the key to your individual success, it's the key to your organizational success. So I close by just saying thank you, thank you, thank you.